today's Clarkrageous moment is diabolical. That's a word you won't hear from me a lot. But it's been such a problem for the last five, six tax seasons where criminals impersonate you and file a return as if they're you and make off with your refund. But the IRS has put out an all points bulletin telling you the latest way criminals are scamming you out of your money.
Scams, ripoffs, outrages. It's a Clarkrageous moment.
So this is in the news of the weird. So tax thieves file returns as if they're you. And historically, the way this works is then they would direct a refund to themselves, not you. Well, the IRS has put in some anti-fraud technology that they aren't going to disclose a lot about, but they've been able to intercept an enormous number of fake returns. Their system's working much better than they have for years. In fact, tax ID theft declined last tax season and apparently is under better control even this tax season. So the criminals are doing something phenomenal. Instead of changing your address, changing your bank information, changing any of that stuff, what they do is they impersonate you, file a return as if they're you, send the refund to you, you get the money, and then once they know that the return's been processed and you get the money, they then call you impersonating a debt collector or an IRS agent and say, you received a refund in error and you must return the money now. And then they give you information to return the money. And according to the IRS, the money's not coming back to the IRS. It's then at that point going to the crooks. And then this money is gone. And different than normal tax fraud, where tax ID theft, you're not responsible at all. In this case, you were an active participant in sending the money to the crooks. So if a weird refund shows up and you think, I haven't filed my taxes yet, or my refund shouldn't be anything like this, know that you may be on the cusp of falling into the clutches of one of these con artists that could cause you real serious financial harm. What you should do if you get a refund that you're not supposed to have is, gosh, it's terrible to say, call the IRS. Good luck getting through. But that's what you got to do. And know about this scam, know about this con, and do not be intimidated by anybody who calls you, threatening you, saying they're coming after you because you got a refund you weren't supposed to get. Because you're actually talking to the crooks themselves. Check out our full podcast at clark.com/ondemand.